Hello, my name is Melissa, and today I talk about all movies which have been adapted by books. In this podcast, I will be talking about the movie Into the Wild, directed by Sean Penn, and how accurate it is compared to the book written by Jon Krakauer. This movie will definitely have you thinking about life morals and whether you should just drop everything now to go live a new, different life. Well, maybe not everything, but Chris McCandless surely did. His ultimate goal was to get to Alaska, specifically in the woods with no communication, just him and connecting with nature. Something we're all scared of and afraid to do. Chris finds out everything about going into the wild. Chris meets plenty of new people along his journey to get him thinking about society, and hopefully by the end of this podcast, you will too. Basically, what you need to know is it's based on a true story where Chris McCandless leaves everything behind, including his family, friends, money, car, and everything you could think of, except for survival. He was actually quite smart. He went to an elite college named Emory University and graduated with majors in history and anthropology. He was keen on subjects of racism and ultimate freedom. So after, he donated all of his money, a whopping $25,000, to a charity organization called Oxfam. Oxfam is trying to end poverty, which is kind of ironic because Chris did not have any money after he did this kind gesture. Now, we are going to get in the characters of the movie and how well they portrayed Chris's story. As we all know, movies can either be really terrible at depicting a story or really amazing. This movie does an incredible job at portraying Chris's motives and ideals, even though we truly do not get too much of a perspective from him throughout the movie. Chris's parents, Walt and Billy McCandless, which are portrayed by William Hurt and Marcia Harden in the movie, may have been a driving factor of his departure because they have had many fights and marriage issues. Chris's dad, who was working for NASA, was living a double life as he had kids with another woman and kept this secretly behind their backs. He may have been holding a grudge, but we may never know his true intentions completely. Chris also meets an old veteran named Ron Franz, who takes him in for a little while right before he embarks his journey into the wild. He is significant because he is the last person he sees before his journey out into the wild and before his death. The narrator of the movie is Chris's sister, Corinne, who also takes a big part in his life. On this next segment, I will be talking about some of the differences that separate the movie from the book. In the book, the story is told from the author's point of view, Jon Krakauer. He narrates the book from first person mostly, based on his events that he has witnessed and his information that he has collected. He gets to interview many of the people who have met Chris and encountered him in order to get the story straight. The movie shares how Corinne might have felt and her emotions, which adds a new fresh perspective that was from his family and knew him well. Chris, compared to the one in the book, is slightly more likable. We get to experience his struggles and we share a connection with Chris throughout his journey. In the book, we don't get to feel what he felt. We only got a glimpse of what he did and what happened rather than getting a glimpse into his relationships, which is more focused on the book, on the movie. In the book, Chris seems more detached from the world and ignoring everyone or anything that tries to get into his way. In the movie, he takes experiences as more of a lesson rather than thinking all of his encounters are pointless. Chris was portrayed more crazy towards the end of the book, but I think they added some things to emphasize that being alone in the wilderness would have taken a huge toll on his life and would have been very boring, and one may go out of their mind. He screamed to himself quite a couple of times in the movie. In the book, he was more reserved and well aware of what he was getting himself into. The book definitely adds way more detail and information for the readers. So reading the book before watching the movie really would help with understanding the story and catch a glimpse of the differences between the book and the movie. Both of these portrayals of Chris McCandless's life did equally a fantastic job at making the viewer or reader truly think about society, nature, and their moral stances. I would definitely give this movie a 4.5 out of 5 stars because the amount of times I shed a tear is infinite. I recommend this movie to anyone who has an open mind and will not criticize McCandless's motives and why he truly went out into the wild. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Tune in next week. Hi, I'm Melissa, and I truly give every movie genre a chance. There is no line or boundary as to where I will not watch a movie. I typically enjoy movies that leave me with questions. A classic movie that will never get old is Titanic, a true but also fictional movie, which is a total tearjerker. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast, and I hope you guys also share my views and opinions between the book Into the Wild and the movie Into the Wild. Thank you.